Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There seems like there's a day for everything. National Taco Day, Bosses Day, Coffee Day, on and on and on. Cat Day, pick something. There's probably a day for it. But this Thursday in Sacramento, it's Poetry Day, and it's not some random day. Sacramento Poetry Day comes with a lot of meaning, action, and opportunity, touching 250,000 students in the Sacramento area, including two exciting contests for poetry enthusiasts of all ages to enter, and it's happening this week. Joining us to talk about Sacramento Poetry Day is the Sacramento Poet Laureate, Andrew Defy, and David and Yes Lorette DeMola, an award-winning, nationally ranked slam poet. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, Andrew, we started with you first last year. David, you're new to this. Let's start with you. I'd love to learn more about your background and how you jumped into the Sacramento poetry scene.
Oh, gosh. I jumped in at about 2011, and I ended up joining the Sacramento Slam team. We did the National Poetry Slam, the Individual World Poetry Slam. I'm currently on the board for the Sacramento Poetry Center, which is in the middle of a beautiful rejuvenation and a realignment of its values. And also, I formed a group called All City Writers, where we're taking poets who are professionally known in the scene and abroad, and we're making one-person shows out of their work.
What does poetry add to your life?
Since I was 11 years old, since before that, I've had major depression, and it's been a huge part of what's kept me alive through that condition. I used to be suicidal at one point, for a long stretch, and it's been a huge part of my healing process to find who I am.
Hmm. Yeah. How did you two connect with each other?
I was out at an open mic. I saw this person doing their thing up on the mic and was like, we must be friends. We must be friends. And then I think Dave came out to one of the Gorilla Flash Mobs and started singing with us at Tank House about Dirty Tots. And the rest is history.
Dirty Tots. Hey! Yeah.
That's awesome. I mean, what I'm learning from this, and it just sounds so great, is usually when we meet someone, it's like, hi, I'm Vicky. What's your name? And then you talk, but you two got introduced with each other. I think this is just one example, by actually hearing each other's poetry.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you get to, it's foregoing any of the casual conversation or small talk.
Just jump right into being intimate.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Very much Pokemon rules. If you make eye contact with another poet, you have to face off against each other.
I love that. Okay, Andrew, so you're Sacramento's Poet Laureate. It's from 2020 to 2025. For someone who isn't familiar with this, talk to us about what this honor is.
As I tell the young people that I work with, it means I can spit poems with more marshmallows in my mouth than any poet in the city.
I'm challenging him for that.
Actually, what it means is I am the city's official poet. It does not mean I'm the best poet in the city. I got a better poet than me sitting right next to me. But what it means is no one in this city goes harder for poetry. No one advocates more. And that's what I see this job as being, is the biggest advocate for poetry and poets in the city.
So that brings me to Sacramento Poetry Day. It has a history. So tell us about that history and how it's evolved over the years.
Yeah, it was declared in 1986 after a group from the Sacramento Poetry Center wrote a book and published it called Landing Signals. Mm-hmm. It kind of got forgotten about for many years. And then in 2021, I got copied on an email that said, "What are we doing for Sacramento Poetry Day?" And I said, "Excuse me? There's a Sacramento Poetry Day? What are we doing?" And then last year, I got a fellowship with the American Academy of Poets. And part of that was to bring Sacramento Poetry Day back to life. So we created this curriculum, did a contest, had poets in schools, all kinds of things. And then we did the first awards gala last year, which is one of my favorite parts of the event.
I want to get to that curriculum part. It's so cool. Explain what happens in Sacramento schools. I mean, it touches like 250,000 students.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free and available for anyone that wants it at sacramentopoetryday.com. The curriculum was created alongside educators, so it reaches core education standards for K through 12, and also deals with, you know, some of the bigger feelings and the things that the ways that I see poetry being the most helpful for the young generation, handling and addressing things like mental health, like systemic oppression, like how do you find joy in your life, right? It handles all of that social emotional, as well as learning literary devices and some of the more traditional language things.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a poet, but I do write. And I do feel like writing, whether it's stream of consciousness, it helps me understand myself better and it helps me process what I'm going through. And I think that's invaluable if you're a student.
You know, can I just say one thing to that, though? Because I hear that a lot, like me and him going to a lot of schools, and I meet a lot of kids and a lot of adults who say, like, I write poetry, but I'm not a poet. And it's, we put these weird gates on ourselves. You know what I mean? You are a poet. You write poetry, right?
Yeah, I write poetry.
You're
yes.
a poet. Congratulations, you did it.
It feels uncomfortable, but sure. I just got to say it over and over again while looking in the mirror. But it is true, because we put these barriers up for ourselves, and I think there's enough barriers in the world, right?
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And
especially,
you know,
as a poet.
Poetry isn't just getting up and reciting something that rhymes or a certain format. Like, you speak every day into that microphone, and there's a flow to it, and there's intentionality to it. Like, you are a poem, Vicky.
Thank you so much. Well, David, you know, I want to go back to, like, when you were 11 to now, and specifically in Sacramento, how has today's poetry, like, how has it changed and evolved over the years?
You know, I was thinking about this because Andrew asked me that question yesterday, and I was thinking about it. And so, to give a more full view of my life, I was born in Detroit, moved to South Sac, moved to New Hampshire, moved back here. From my view, poetry has different methods nowadays, but it's the same heart. Mm-hmm. Like, the Sacramento Poetry Center was founded the same way that a lot of poetry groups are founded, which is a bunch of poets getting together and going, like, hey, we should just work together and do something, make something of it.
Yeah.
And that's very much the same heart of what we have going today. I think the methods have changed a little bit. For me, for example, with All City Writers, I'm focused on trying to build up solo performances so that people can grow their art and actually present it outside of, you know, coffee shops and open mics and such.
That's awesome. Andrew, that brings me to Thursday. I mean, tell us, what do people need to know about Sacramento Poetry Day?
Well, the first thing is, obviously, the curriculum. We talked about that. So if you are an educator, you work with young people, I also just want to say this curriculum fits all year around. It also fits if you're outside of Sacramento. We've got people from up north. We've got people from Stockton that are talking about teaching this curriculum. In addition, we would love to have your applications for the contest, SacramentoPoetryDay.com. You can win $200 whether you are a student or an adult, and eggs are expensive, y'all. So make sure that you enter the contest. And then we've got the gala going on that night, the gala awards. And I just want to give a special shout out to the Sacramento Public Library and the way that they've helped and supported us. We've got the Sacopolis Library Galleria, which is a beautiful space. You know, we're going to be honoring some of the most powerful and impactful voices in our community, as well as, you know, honoring some folks that we lost this year. The Sacramento poetry community took a couple big losses, as far as, like, Angela James and Cleo Cartel, especially, like, just loved ones and family members that we're missing a lot right now.
Yeah.
And that's a good event to get together and to memorialize, to remember, to celebrate.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get a little bit of a taste of what people can experience. I don't know if both of you have something that you can share. David?
Yeah. So for context, my father was born in Cuba. He was part of the Cuban Revolution. And as a kid, he would hand out, like, secret messages to people because he was a newspaper delivery kid. So this is about revolution. Revolution does not start in the streets. Revolution starts from within, spreads from others' lips to your ears to your mind to your lips as you learn to speak revolution, as your heart beats revolution, as you build and seek revolution in the youth. Tell them revolution does not start in the streets. Revolution is wisdom shared between you and me. Revolution is communities forming. Young bodies growing old into elders who speak of the days before revolution was born. It is not your marketing campaign. It is not your Facebook page. It is not your 20,000 views on that video you made. Revolution does not start on your screen. Revolution is you. Revolution is me. Revolution is we standing together to be better than we had been. Yeah, snaps work. You know, claps, cheers, all the deal.
All right, Andrew, we have about a minute left. I would love to get some of your style.
I got two short poems because I've been working on these real bite-sized pieces. The first one is, poetry is how we speak ourselves into existence. That's it. Snaps. The second one, I think, is the most sage advice I've ever given. Only consider the opinion of those who have washed your dishes.
Yeah, I'm done with that. We give a lot of people a lot of power when they don't even really touch our lives, right?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely.
You know? Wash dishes. Well, thank you both, Andrew and David. It's going to be a great time on Thursday. And is the event free?
The event is free, but unfortunately, it is sold out this year.
Awesome.
But yeah, the contest is still open. The curriculum is available. Everything is available at sacramentopoetryday.com. If you're on Instagram, you can find us on Sacramento Poetry Day.
Andrew Defy and David, and yes, Laurette DeMola, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Take care, everybody.
That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.